The number of veterans and family members using the post-9/11 GI Bill for education passed 1 million in November, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, and that number is expected to grow as more veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan transition out of the military.
According to the literature, it has been shown that these veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are experiencing more post-traumatic stress, depression, suicides.
That's Esther Davila, a second-year doctoral student in the University of South Florida psychology program.
So if we can kind of start pinpointing those, I think it would help streamline treatment for veterans a little bit better.
Davila is team leader of the USF group conducting a survey of student veterans with children. Their research examines the vets' transition from military life to the educational setting. It's named the Coming Home Project.
We want to see if, first of all, if the veterans are experiencing any difficulties in reintegration and if that in turn is having an effect on their own mental health as well as the mental and physical health outcomes of their children and how that in turn can possibly affect their social and academic functioning.
The Coming Home Project will provide researchers a snapshot in time of the mental stresses and physical issues faced by transitioning student veterans and their kids. Erica Coates, a fourth-year psychology doctoral student on the team, says some research has been done on how military children were affected during a parent's deployment.
But very little has been done during the post-deployment stage. So they did find that the children of veterans that are deployed have worse emotional and behavioral outcomes during that deployment. But there's the story hasn't quite been concluded with once the veteran returns, then how are things for the kids?
To have effective research, the Coming Home Project needs 100 student veterans to participate. The criteria is pretty straightforward. The veteran must have served in Iraq or Afghanistan, have at least one child between the ages of 6 and 18, and be a student of any USF campus or the Dale Mabry campus of Hillsborough Community College. Davila says the actual survey takes very little time.
We'll set you up with an appointment to fill out the survey. It just takes 15 or 20 minutes, depending on how quickly you can get through it. It can be done either in person or it can be done electronically as well. We just set up a time to meet up with you to provide you with compensation.
The research offers a $15 incentive for student veterans who complete the survey, and they can be entered into a drawing for a $100 gift. But the true payoff, according to Coates, will be their survey findings.
We hope and anticipate that our results will help the therapists work with both the veterans and the children of the veterans. We also hope that our results may inform some specific interventions for student veterans on campus, that if there is identified areas of improvement for the veterans, that we could work together to develop an intervention that could help the veterans.
So far, the USF Coming Home Research Project has recruited about a third of the student veterans needed. The team is working with USF and HCC Office of Veterans Services and the Student Veterans Association to find participants. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.